Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets this morning at KTIC. And Roy has been busy with the Winning the Game workshops here over the last week or so. And you said this week's been particularly challenging with the, maybe not challenging, but just took a little bit out of you, huh?
I had a pretty busy 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, because I did the meeting in Blair on Wednesday afternoon, and then Thursday morning, first thing, I had one at Stewart, which is about 200 miles. So I spent quite a bit of windshield time there in my S10 pickup getting around to these two locations.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those workshops here for a minute before we get to the markets. And I know the one that you did in Blair last week, that was a post-harvest marketing plan workshop. Talk about some of the principles that you highlighted during that presentation, Roy.
Well, the post-harvest follows a little bit different pattern than the pre-harvest, but not a whole lot different. And, you know, some of the things that we talk about there is the seasonal price trends. We look at the cash prices over historic 15 or 20 years and see that the most likely time to hit the high prices is March, April, May, and the first part of June. And actually, we target the sales for the months of March, April, and May because we don't want to hold that grain into the summer for quality reasons, but also because if we miss the high and we don't get it sold, then we end up stuck with the grain in late summer and have to sell it at depressed prices. So that's just a little bit different because we need to get rid of that grain before the coming crop is ready to harvest. We also talk about setting basis targets, the good probability that as we get past harvest, the basis is going to improve going into the spring. And then I have what I call drop-dead dates, cut-off dates beyond which I'm not going to store anything, no matter what the market does. And especially for corn, that drop-dead date is July 1st. And, you know, the advisability of being sure that you get the corn sold, because once we get past the 1st of July, there's a very high probability that the price is going to go down, and sometimes it goes down a lot.
Are there any drop-dead dates or anything like that on soybeans?
Well, yeah, the July 1st date also works pretty well on soybeans. Personally, I don't put soybeans in storage. I try to get them moved on the dead cap bounce in the fall. So I actually, in my own operation, use a drop-dead date of December 31st, and that works pretty good for soybeans. Once in a great while, like such as in 2008, the market goes up and it just keeps on going up, but a lot of years you'll see a pattern like we saw this year where the price will be fairly high in November and December, and then come the 1st of January it kind of falls out of bed. And it's not usually as extreme as it was this year, because this year it was over $1.20 drop in about 3 weeks. So having that drop dead date out there and getting the beans sold before the 31st of December really worked well this year.
Now, coming up this coming week, on Tuesday, you have a pre-harvest marketing workshop that's going to take place in Wisner. If you would just quickly preview what that meeting's all about.
Well, the pre-harvest workshops, we focus on some of the same things, but the main focus is on writing a marketing plan for pricing grain in the spring and summer before you harvest it in the fall. And we look at the seasonal price trends there. We look at price history and what are the odds for prices reaching a certain price level. And also some on the basis. Again, with the basis, you can usually pick up 10 or 15 cents from basis improvement if you're willing to take the basis risk yourself rather than a cash forward contract. Use a hedge to arrive contract, or use futures and wait till harvest time to lock in the basis.
Again, if you'd like to get more information about that pre-harvest winning the game workshop, contact Alan Feller at Feller Commodities. You can get pre-registered with him. There's also going to be a discussion on crop insurance, how that plays into your as a risk management tool as well. So should be a pretty interesting day, Roy. I want to talk a little bit about the markets here this week. It looks as though at least one day the markets tried to rally.
Well, it's kind of interesting. As we got into this last week in January, I started hearing people talking about, well, they think the commodity funds are going to come in and rebalance the 1st of February, that maybe there's going to be some money come into the markets next month that wasn't there this month. And we've actually seen the stock market down quite a little bit this last week, and that maybe some people are going to shift their money from stocks into commodities. And, you know, and whether that's actually going to happen, I don't know, but it's a little different attitude than we've seen since that disastrous January 12th crop report. It's kind of nice to hear the market talking heads talking about the potential for a rally, a potential for seeing the bottom put in and so forth. We haven't heard that for a couple weeks.
And again, if we do see a bottom, and you know the market has proven to us that that we're going to get into an uptrend again, we talk a little bit of retracement before pulling the trigger again.
Well, yes. You know, first of all, very rarely are sales in January and February a good idea. I mean, that used to be a move in the market called the John Deere low, which took place sometime around the middle of February up till the 1st of March. That's kind of disappeared from the long-term charts here in the last couple of years, but the principle is still there, and that is that we get a rally going into the spring. It's a dead cat bounce in the Argentine and Brazilian markets, and it's concern for, you know, this year, I think, a concern for the possibility that some of this corn might not make it until the summer, condition-wise, and the possibility that this cold weather is going to continue and we aren't going to get the crop planted. And so those things sort of become factors as we get closer to spring. And so generally don't recommend sales this time of the year. Just you've sat on it this long, sat on it a little longer, and see if we can't get a rally here.
Very good. For folks that would like more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and we'll see you in Wisner.
Thank you much, and if we don't see you in Wisner, we'll see you on the radio on Friday.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets at KTIC.